Ches Eor, Thursday the 4th of May, Rabbi Moshe Betzalel Grosnas, Sleepwalking, Sleep Talking, Sefiras HaOmer.
Morning. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Samach Beis the following shaila. Samach Beis Sif Dalet. There's someone that's not well, or he's an oinus, and he cannot say Kriyat Shema. Can't say it, but he can think it. So should he think it? So the Shulchan Aruch says, better than to think it than nothing. So, in your mind, think through the Kriyat Shema. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav straight away says that it's not so simple. That's only if you hold Hirur, thinking is like speaking. But if thinking is not like speaking, then you haven't done anything. So he says that it seems that the Machaber, the Beis Yosef, holds thinking is like speaking, and he gives you this Eitzah. If we don't hold that way, he says it's still better than nothing, if one cannot speak, still better than nothing to think of the Kriyat Shema, and that way at least get schar for trying your best. The reason, as we just mentioned, the reason why it's not, you're not mamush yoitza when you think through the Kriyat Shema, is because hiru lav kedibu domi. Thinking is not like speaking. Now, this halacha comes in question in Hilchas Sfiras HaOmer, famously, the Bi'a halacha, in the first sif in Hilchas Sfiras HaOmer, Tof Pei Tes Sif Aleph, the Bi'a halacha brings up the question, if one thinks of the Sfira, are you Yoitza? And he says, no, because we paskin hiru lav kedibudomi, as we just said in this halacha. Rabbi Israel Hildesheimer, he says something interesting. He says, it's kimat impossible to say that you're yoitza with hiru, Sfiras HaOmer, because then there's almost no chance of being able to make a brocha. Because normally, before you make a brocha, you think about what you're going to make the brocha on. And once you've thought about it, you've already been yoitza. It's a chap. There is maybe some cases where you can still make the brocha, but that's the taina he has. There's another suggestion for someone that cannot say Kriyat Shema, someone that cannot say Sfiras HaOmer. And that is, he should write it down. You see, in Hilchas Talmud Torah, we have two halachas. In Hilchas Talmud Torah, you have two halachas. You have, in Siman Mem Vav Sif Beis, the halacha, if you're thinking and learning, you don't have to make Birkas HaTorah in the morning. If all you're doing is thinking and learning, you don't have to make Birkas HaTorah. The Vilna Gaon argues, but everyone agrees that the reason why you shouldn't have to make Birkas HaTorah is because Hiru Lav Kedibu Domi, thinking's not enough. As we said, you're not Yoitz Sfiras HaOmer with thinking, it's not enough to make a bracha on, because it's just thoughts, and therefore Hiru Lav Kedibu Domi, you don't make a bracha. However, in Sif Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you're writing Torah, then you do have to make a bracha. And the poskim discuss as to why. Why is it different when you're writing? After all you're doing when you're writing, you're not verbalizing what you're thinking. You're writing it, so all you're doing is thinking. Hiru lav kedibu domi. It seems that this action, this bringing the pen to paper, ksiva kedibu domi. Maybe writing has the same strength as speaking. And that's why you have to make a Birkas HaTorah. If so, the Chavos Yoyah wants to argue that for Sfiras HaOmer, or Kriyat Shema is more debatable, but for Sfiras HaOmer, maybe you can write it down and you're Yoitza. So this question happened when someone was writing down the Sfira on his letter. You know, people like to date the letter. So they dated it to the Sfira, and then was he Yoitza already and he can't make a brocha, etc.
Can you write to Shmonesa instead of speaking?
If someone that's an oinus, maybe this is a suggestion. If Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that someone that was told by the doctor not to speak because he'll lose his voice, whatever it was exactly, he suggested that he should do these things, b'ksiva, according to this halacha. Lamaisa, we're not going into this, but Rabbi Kiva Eger has 3 tshuvas about this in his tshuva sefer, Choftes Lamed Lamed Aleph, written to him by his uncle, where he writes that when Rabbi Kiva got married, they made a party elsewhere because they weren't there, and this is what they dashed by the party, lichvoid Rabbi Kiva Eger's wedding. And Rabbi Kiva Eger brings up just one thought to think about in this whole noisa, is that when you write Baruch Ato Hashem, you're writing Shem Havaya. And if Ksiva is Kedibu, then you're actually saying Yudke and Vovke. And you're not allowed to. Yeah, so, if you're taking things so far, and you're suggesting that writing is like speaking, then how can you write Hashem's name? Etc. Now,
you mean you wouldn't be Yotze the Brocha unless you wrote Yudke Vovke?
He says, Mr. Wiesenfeld has a good argument. Don't write Yudke Vovke, write the Shem Adnus. And then it won't be like you're saying Yudke Vovke. He suggests that, but he says, then what will the Sofer do when he's writing the Sefer Torah? Yeah, he has to write Yudke Vovke, and writing it is like saying it. Yeah, so there's Arichos. Now, in Sivkot and Zayin, over here, in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, the Taz takes things further, and he says, if we say that an Oynes or a Choyla can use this heter of thinking of Kriyas Shema, then what happens if someone's in his bed, and he wakes up in the middle of the night, and he's freezing cold, and he's in the middle of his sleep, and he needs a drink? Does he have to get up, wash, etc.? No, says the Taz. You can't make a brocha, maybe your hands are dirty. So think of the brocha. There's a remor there, if you're semi-dirty, not considered mamash with soya, etc. Just semi-dirty, it's not really mamash dirty. Just think of the brocha. The brocha you can't make, but think of the brocha. And that will be okay, as the Shulchan Aruch suggested. So the Mati Yehuda over there argues and he says, no, we only say that by an oinus or by a choyla, where he's mamash onus a choyla, but here, okay, it's a bit of a tircha, he'll be a little cold, but go wash, azov ye mensch, and make the brocha, or at least wipe your hands, but the eved, wiping your hands on something is also good. You can't just use this kula everywhere and anywhere. Specifically, as we said, you're not really yoitza, it's just the best you can do. Okay, so they argue. Now, on these lines, Rav Chaim Palagi, the Pri HaSodeh, this is Hungarian Rav, the Pri HaSodeh writes that he was asked by Rav Pinchas Breuer, he was asked the following question. Someone was having a dream that he wants to have a drink. And so he made the Shahakol in his dream. He wakes up, because he is thirsty. Normally a dream is what's going on with the person at that time, and it's those sort of things. He wakes up, there's a cup of water next to his bed, it was covered obviously because of Gilui, yeah. And he wants to drink it, he's made the shakel already, can he or can't he? Now obviously in all these shailas that we're going to bring up, it actually happened that he said shakel. It wasn't in his mind that he said shakel. If someone was sitting next to him, they would have heard him say shakel. In his sleep. Yeah, sleep talking. So, is he Yotza? Sorry? He had kavona. He was thinking of a drink in his sleep. He was like, ready to drink this drink. And then he woke up, oh, it's just a drink. Oh, there's a cup of water here. Right? So, sorry? Why can't he be Yotza? Okay, fair enough. This is the,
go back to sleep.
Okay, so there is one answer, just very, very, to this case. It's for this case, and that is sort of, I think, what you're all arguing, and that is he made his bracha on the cup that's in his dream. He didn't make the bracha on this cup. And Shulchan Aruch says you have to make the bracha, if you're holding something and it drops and falls away, you lose your bracha. Your bracha went on something specific. So that's a very simple argument. That's the Simmer Reish Vav, that your bracha has to be specific. Anyone that learned Dishu, it's not long ago that we came across that halach. But I want to bring a wider argument that's nageya to other shailas. So two more shailas. The Lev Chaim, from Rav Chaim Palagi, in Chelek Gimel, Simon Kuf Chav Vav, brings the following shaila. He brings, what happens if in the middle of your sleep, you said Sfiris Oimeh? With a bracha, without a bracha, doesn't matter. But you said Sfiris Oimeh. Are you Yoitza? Meaning, should you, and then you woke up, you counted, should you make a brocha now and count? Or no, you can't make a brocha, you've already counted.
Didn't.
In your sleep. You sleep talked, someone heard you.
But perhaps you didn't talk.
No, if someone heard you and you, or you, sometimes you can realize yourself, you know, when you're, etc.
I don't.
Okay, someone was there and told you you said it.
The voice of the person was listening to it.
And the same Shaila, applies if you slept through the night. You're not meant to go to sleep before Sri Simon, but you did. And you slept through the night, and in your dream you said it. And you slept through the night, and you missed the, you forgot the next day, and the next night comes. Too late to mention the day before. So can you now carry on Sefira Zoyma with a bracha, or that's it, you missed that day of Sefira Zoyma? That's Rechaim Palaji's Shaila. The Yivetz, in Chelek Beis, Simen Sadi Zayim, which Rechaim Palaji in the Sefer Chaim Shaul, Chelek Beis, Simen Beis Eben Ezer brings, he brings the following Shaila. Someone that's Boal Ishtoi and he's sleeping. And she has a child from this Be'ila. Is this child a Kiyom or Piri of a Rivya? Or no? Is this, as you argued, you were all arguing with me that he didn't, he's not here. Okay, so the Shaila is he Mekayim Piri of a Rivya? Now, the Yaivet, I'm going to read you the Loshon, the Yaivet says, Avla Baal Isha B'Sheina V'Yolda Mimeno, Nire Deloi Kiyem HaMitzvah, De Yoshein La Ba'adas U'Legamri. He's a La Ba'adas, Loi LeMitzvah V'Loi La'Aveira, Loi Niska V'Loi Nenash. He doesn't get Tzchai, he doesn't get Oynash. And then he goes to the case of Loit, right? He was drunk. And he says, by the second child, it says he knew a little bit. Because he knew a little bit, it says, Amoin is always before Moyov. Why? He was the younger child. Because in Amoin, there was a Kiyum of Pir of a Rivya, because he knew what was going on. But before that, it was Shikak Loit. He was Loit. And therefore, it was Alav Badas. There was no Kiyum Mitzvah. Now, let's go into this a little bit. This is Nagir to all the Shilas. Because...
Where do you know this from, that he was Shikak Loit? Where do you know this?
It's a Pasuk, from the Torah. Yeah. Layada.
Layada b'shich for overkumah.
Yeah. He didn't know. Yeah. That's always an expression, shikha kaloit. Yeah. Okay. Now, Rav Chaim Palaji takes this Yaivetz to task. First of all, he says, it's not shocking to find people have dreams, or, you know, sleepwalking, sleep talking, all these things. He says, in our town in Turkey, in Izmir, he says, it's known of a man that gets up in the middle of the night with his bucket, draws water from the well, climbs up the steps, gets back into his bed, and he's still asleep and doesn't know what he did. And everyone knows stories, all sorts of stories that have happened. And, okay, so these things can happen. So now the shot. Yeah, I remember such a thing. It happened.
I've tried it many times.
No, it says in Halacha, Ein Oynes Ba'Royas, except in Sheinah. Okay, let's move on. Rav Chaim Palaji says he doesn't understand why you're not Yoitza Piri V'Rivya. The Maisa was done. So there wasn't Kavona. Mrs. Ein Tzriches Kavona, let's say. So, first of all, it's very hard to understand. There's a lot of Arichos there, but first of all, we pass the Mrs. Tzriches Kavona. So, that's first of all. So much so, this comes into the Sefira Soime. Your friend asks you, what's today's Sefira? Right? You have to tell him yesterday's. Why? Tell him today's. The answer is, you tell him today's your Yoitza. Ask the Mishnah, what do you mean you tell him today's your Yoitza? You tell him today's Sefira Yoitza. Mitzvah Tzriches Kavona. I didn't mean to be Yoitza today's Sefira. So the Mishnah says, yeah, but there's a man that on my mitzvah to ain't Tzriches Kavona. So what, we don't hold like them? Says the Mishnah, when it comes to a brocha, a shayla, a brocha levatola, we're choishish for them. Okay? So that means, in essence, we hold mitzvahs Tzriches Kavona. And therefore this sleeping person is not Makayim the mitzvah. But more than that, the Yavet says, elsewhere in a tshuva, I couldn't find it today, but I've seen it, very interesting tshuva, he writes to his son, that I write very shorthanded, very makatza, ke'echod min harishoinim. I write like the rishoinim. I don't bring the why, I bring the end. You have to be my medayek, my every word, and you'll come out with understanding. So he writes. So he writes here, in this shaila, he writes, his words are, the yoshein la ba'das hu legamri. It's not mitzvah ein tzuriches kavona. He's not here at all. He's not mechuyev. Loi le mitzvah, loi la avera, loi niskav, loi nenash. He's not someone that's chayev in the mitzvah puravu. He's not someone that's shayach in the kiyum mitzvah puravu. He's not someone that's passively doing the mitzvah. He's not doing anything at all in Torah garet. He's not ba'das. The Torah doesn't speak to him. The Torah Evan says this in Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches on Rosh Hashanah Chav Ches. He says, when a person eats matzah, when he becomes a shoita, some people, they have times that they're normal and times that they're shoita. At that point of time, says the Torah Evan, he shouldn't be yoitza. Why? He ate the matzah and soon he's going to be back to normal again. The answer is that at that point of time, he says he's not even mitzvah saying to his kavona. He's misasik ba'almitz, as if he did as if a monkey did something. He's not a badass. The Torah is not speaking to such a person, and therefore he's not yoitza eating matzah.
You see that by nezukin, if a person goes to sleep and smashes a lampshade.
Yeah, so Tosfos says in Baba Kama, that's because he went to sleep knowing that it was on the bed.
Yeah. But the action of breaking it was done when he
was. Yeah, so it's called Tchilas v'Shir, but it's Taka Oynes. The Chiyav is Machmas Tchilas v'Shir. The Emes is, he has a lot of arichas on these lines, because you've got to think about a lot of cases. We're going to take one case, but I'll just show you some of the arguments. For instance, let's say the person that's sleeping is Chayav a Korban, he sent a Shliach to do the Korban. The Korban is done while he's sleeping. Is he Yotza? He's a labadas. He's like he's not here. The Torah is not speaking to him.
He made him a shliach.
So what, he empowered him, but then again, it's working for him, and he's not here. Yeah, and a chalami. So that's the argument, that he empowered him, so he's awake, etc. But on the other hand, you can start to think that you've got to be doing it for a person. This person at this moment is as if non-existent.
So what about kiddushin?
What about kiddushin?
Gerushin.
Yeah, they talk about that case as well. Eventually, Shaina, etc. Yeah, all these cases. So I'm going to take one case. One case. Steichemed talks about all these shailas in Mareches Yud Klal Lama Dalet. And he brings out the following shaila. The Gemara in Yevamos, Samach Beis, talks about a goy that had children and then he became a ger. And Rabbi Yochanan says he's Makayim Pruravu. The question is, what's going on? He had the children as a goy. And now, even if we're not going to say a ger is kakot shenoyla domi for this, which is the Gemara suggested, we don't say it for everything. And therefore his children are still his children, they have their yichus. But at the time he did his piri v'rivyon, he wasn't a bar piri v'rivyon, he was a goy. So how does it change? And when he becomes a ger, boom, he's Makayim Piri v'rivyon. He was alav bahochi at the time of doing it, like the person that's sleeping is alav bahochi at the time of doing it. And the Yavet says he's not Makayim Piri v'rivyon. So why is a goy, and why by a goy does it work?
Is it mitzvah
having? Sorry? Yeah, not necessarily. That's Sheves. Yeah, Sheves. The world is populated. But the mitzvah, the mitzvah to do pru uravu, the mitzvah to do it, the kiyum of the mitzvah, that's not having them, that's to do it. There are those that argue that, but you'll see in a minute that Turi Evan says something along your line. So that's the question that the Turi Evan himself asks, that why are you Makayim? If we say someone that's a shoita at that point of time isn't doing the mitzvah at all, then same in this case. So Turi Evan says that there's another aspect to Puravu, and that is populating the world. Right? Sheves. That at least the goy has done. He doesn't have Puravu, but populating the world is an overall Indian for everyone, and it's an aspect of Puravu. So when the Gemara says it's Makai Puravu, it means he's not Kager, Kokot, Shanoi, Lodom, and his children are not his children. They are his children in so much as he populated the world, sort of like you're saying. That's what the Torah Evan said. Sorry?
It's not one of his Shema Mitzvahs.
I think Shevis is said on all, the way I understand it. I'm not 100%. I think Shevis is said on all. The Stechemed brings a sefer called Derech HaMelech. It was a very interesting argument. There's what to think about in this argument. It's in Hilchos Deos, Perek Beis. He says like this. He says that we do not mean that the Goy has positively been Mekayim Pru Revu with these children. We mean in the negative. That means he has children as a Goy. He now becomes a Yid. He's been Mekayim Pru Revu, as in he can't be Mekayim Pru Revu because he already has children and they came about without the mitzvah. Meaning you'll be Mekayim all you can and therefore you cannot do Pru Revu. Because you've already had those children in a time that you were potter, so you have what Pru Revu wants from you. And therefore, now as a Jew, you can't do the Pru Revu.
You have more Jewish, you can't do Pru Revu.
It doesn't matter, but the Yichus is there already. He has brought in the world his children. That's what Pru Revu is.
So they don't inherit from him?
They do. That inheritance maybe not, but the Gemara is talking about Yichus. Yichus, the Gemara says, there is. So therefore it's called his children. The inheritance of Gemara also discusses
if
that.
If he has more children, he'd be Mekayim, no?
Oh, so that's the Stechemet's pickbook. He wants to say that if you will... this is the argument. On the one hand, he's got children already, so that's it. There's no more Pru Revu. On the other hand, if you weren't Mekayim the mitzvah with those children, maybe the Torah is telling you to do Pru Revu with the Kiyum mitzvah and you can have more children. It's an argument. Pashtas, once you're Mekayim Pru Revu, you're Mekayim Pru Revu. Okay. He goes on to another case. The Menachos Chinuch brings a shaila.
It's all the mandama that he's not kotzen in the shanola.
Yeah, this reversion. Yeah, in this aspect, he's not in Yichus. It's not kotzen shanola. The Menachos Chinuch brings up an interesting shaila. A mamza, someone has chas shalom a mamza. Is he mekayim pru revu? So in the poskim it's brought that he is, and he asks why. There's many opinions, famously, that mitzvah abo ba'aveira, you're not mekayim the mitzvah at all. So how can it be that you're Mekayim Pru Revu? Says the Derech HaMelech, the same answer. Marit Al-Ghazi also asked this question. Same answer. He's not Mekayim positively Pru Revu. It means he's had a child in an Oifen Issa, which is not a Kiyum of Pru Revu, but he's had the child. So he now can't do Pru Revu. The mitzvah Pru Revu is Niskayim. It's happened, but without doing a mitzvah. And therefore you can't do the mitzvah positively. So, we've answered this question. There's obviously many, many more questions to answer. But Al Kaponim, what we see from here is someone that in his dream says, Spirus Oimeh, he's not going to be Yotza. Not even Bederech Mitzvah Saint Shrift's Kavona. He's a Lav Ba'adas Lagamri. He hasn't done anything. He's like someone that turned into a Shoiter for that moment. He hasn't done anything, and therefore, he's not Mekayim, the Mitzvah of Pru Revu. Now, Rav Shimon Schwab, in his Siddur, or in his Siddur al-Torah.
The difference between sleeping and thinking whilst you're awake.
Thinking whilst you're awake is not a shayla. You're a ba'adas, but is hiru kadibul? The paskin not. That's different. That's completely different. I'm talking about in the sleep, even if you're not thinking. You're saying. Even then it's nothing, because you're a la ba'adas legamri.
Sorry, what was the problem with the husband-wife situation that you brought first of all?
You didn't kill her.
The Pru Revu case?
With his wife,
yes. He's not Yoitza because there are those that say you're Yoitza. But the Yaiva says you're not Yoitza because at the time you're not someone the Torah is speaking to. You're like a Shoita.
And that can't be right.
There are those that say that you're saying, but that's the psak of the Yaivas.
Okay.
It's his child.
With respect.
Yeah.
Because he put himself into a situation where this is likely to happen, so he's done it with intention to be.
I see, well, I don't know if that. it's a very rare. Okay, I don't know. To be mamash, not. Mamash, to mamash la badas. Mamash, he didn't know what happened.
Was it his child?
Okay, to think about it. Now, Rav Shimon Schwab. Rav Shimon Schwab brings up the following interesting point. It says, by Odom Arishon, Hashem put him to sleep when he made Odom Arishon's wife. Yapel Olov Tardemo. Says Rav Shimon Schwab, we don't find that Odom Arishon ever woke up. Yapel Olov Tardemo, and he's always asleep.
Why, he had children afterwards.
No, we're not talking about children. Yapel Olov Tardemo.
He didn't wake up.
Yeah, I'm not discussing that child.
That's all you're saying.
Yeah, no. Literally, I assume he woke up. But Ve'apolov Tadema, it doesn't seem to say that he ever woke up. What does this mean? So he says like this. He says, mankind, after my separation, never woke up. Adam Rishon saw Groitzer Geluyim. But after that, everyone went to sleep. The only people that woke up is the Jewish nation. They saw Geluyim, Yetzias Mitzrayim, Matan Torah, they got the Torah, they came to great heights, everyone else is still sleeping. They never rose over Maaseh Bereishis. Klal Yisrael rose higher and higher. They went further. He says, this is the understanding in our bracha in the morning. Hama v'sheino me'eno. He asks why, three questions. Why do we only say this bracha after we've done all the brachas of the morning, you got dressed already, etc. You know, why isn't that the first bracha? I woke up. Hama v'sheino me'eno. Second question. Where does v'shatar gileinu b'soyra secho come in? What's Torah coming in the middle of waking up from the sleep? And thirdly, the bracha ends off, Hagoyim el chasodim toivim la'amo Yisrael. We're talking about, thank you for helping us get up from our sleep. Or everyone gets up from their sleep. Why is this specific to Klal Yisrael? Hagoyim el chasodim toivim la'amo Yisrael. So he says, like this, as we said, Adam Rishon was put to sleep, and mankind stays asleep. They don't see what they're meant to see. Except for Klal Yisrael. So when we say Amar V'Sheino, we already said that kind of Shomo, we know we woke up. Amar V'Sheino is in a different waking up. It's the spiritual awakening that Klal Yisrael have. They rise to heights, even now. So we say Amar V'Sheino, after all the getting up in the morning, because we mean a different waking up. A spiritual awakening that we have. And therefore we ask about Torah, because our spiritual awakening came through the revelations at Har Sinai, Matan Torah, so we can ask for Torah. And it's specifically a Torah for Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael specifically have woken up, and therefore we say, Agoyim HaChasodim Toivim La'amoy Yisrael. And he says, although we have fallen over the generations, and many of us are sleeping, or somewhat sleeping, B'yachas to the nations though, we're all awake. And he gives a marshal, brings from Adam Godel, that there was a whole group of blind people, and a doctor said, I can do an operation, and you can all become better. However, you'll only become better for one day. So all the blind people said they don't want to become better, because to go through such a procedure, and only for one day, it's not worth it. One man said he does want to go through the procedure. He went through it, and he chapped around that day, he looked, he learned all the chokhmas, understood the world, and then he became blind again. But that person was a different person. He understood the world. He understood how to run things. He understood how things worked. And he eventually became the leader of all the blind people. Because he was a different person. The same thing with Klal Yisrael. It could be many people amongst Klal Yisrael are sleeping again. But they saw it. They saw it once. And when you see it once, you're a different person. You still at least understand. You're still someone that's an Oyer La'amim. Even those that are far away have a certain light within them that they once saw Matan Torah.